control of the airwaves right here, toll free, 855-450-FREE. Whoa! 855-450-FREE is the toll free number, and we've got Skype. You can Skype in at username lrn.fm. And don't forget to go to freetalklive.com. Kicking off this hour of the program, for those of you just tuning in, we have been throughout the show digging deep into the supposed reasons why libertarians aren't nice, according to Christopher Cantwell, who is an expert on the matter. We'll continue with that here in a little bit. Your calls come first, though. The range war is on a lot of people's minds. This is the term it's been given for between a conflict involving the Bureau of Land Management and a Nevada ranching family, the cattle farmers that are out there. They've been there for generations, and they are under attack by the BLM. BLM wants money from them. They want obedience from them, and now they're stealing their cows. They're surrounding the farm with snipers, with men with guns, with vehicles. They're preventing supporters from getting in.
So what is the difference between snipers and men with guns?
I guess men with guns besides sniper rifles are also on the scene as well. And Scott is in Utah. He would like to comment. Scott, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Thanks, guys. I called in a couple days ago and was talking about this with you guys. One update that I heard about it, I live about 20 miles away from where the ranch is, so I get to hear a lot of talk about it. One update that I heard that the media, I haven't heard anything about it, is Bundy is actually one of the last large-scale independent ranchers in America. He refused to sign any kind of, I haven't really heard it too much, but maybe some of the lesser known sites, but he refuses to sign any kind of corporate contracts or anything like that. He does not want his farm to be a corporate farm. And so I don't know if that might have something to do with it. Maybe
certainly suspicious, right?
Theory, but
a lot of times you've heard so much about these politicians getting their payoffs based on this this government land and who gets to graze on it. And I can totally imagine that the corporations that want to buy up ranches, they're certainly buying up farms. I don't know if they're buying up ranches, but it stands to reason that they are. The corporations that want that are going to want to push pressure on this dude.
Yeah, it seems like they're kind of trying to run out the last of the independents, so. That's what it seems like to me, and I'm friends with some of his family members, and they're saying the same thing. They're saying if he was a corporate farmer, we wouldn't even be hearing about this right now. So.
Oh, we've heard that 100 times on this show. Yeah.
I believe it.
I believe it. I absolutely believe it. Because who has the power? It's not the individual. It's the corporations, the ones that can afford to spend money on politicians. It's cheaper to buy politicians than it is to buy land and buy businesses.
Yep.
Scott, anything else you want to share?
Me and a couple of filmmaker types around here, we're going to go down and protest tomorrow, and we're going to try to interview as many people as we can. We're going to ask them what they think about liberty and make a little short 5-minute documentary about it. So it should be up on
great. The when you wrap that documentary up, go ahead and submit a link to it to freetalklive.com so we can be aware of it.
Thanks for doing it too, Scott.
Will do. Thank you.
Good luck out there. Stay safe. Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. And, yeah, call back with an update, too, when you get a chance, and let us know how things are on the ground, if you would.
All right, I'm enjoying this Chris Cantor talk, so keep it up.
All right. Chris Cantor, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you.
I think he said Cantor. I think he just misunderstood his name.
It is kind of funny, though, Chris Cantor. I like that. Some would say that Chris is a cancer in the libertarian movement. I think that he's just an angry guy, like many libertarian-minded people, who has a lot of frustrations. And a lot of people would be that way coming from New York. Talk about a place where there's no chance for liberty to exist. I mean, you know it was bad in Connecticut.
Well, I live right on the border in New York, so, you know, it's like, you know, I was living in, you know, Fairfield County, Connecticut, so that's kind of a basically suburb of New York City. It's the same type of
freedom. Freedom doesn't have a chance in places like that. So no wonder liberty-minded people in those places are frustrated, upset. They're throwing their hands up. They're angry. And, of course, that's what you get typically from a Chris Cantwell article. We're going to continue that. But first, Helen is in New York. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Helen.
Hey. Well, we're making progress here. We're on the verge of legalizing medical marijuana. So.
Well, I hope it gets done. That would be progress on one issue, but all of the indicators show, Helen, that if you care about freedom, New York is one of the worst places in the country. New York and California are battling it out.
New York's 50 on the Mercatus Center.
Yeah, they're battling it out for position number 50 on the rankings of the most free states.
I don't know how you calculate this ranking. But.
Good question. You would want to check with the Mercatus Center, and they would give you more detail on how they calculate their ranking.
It's at freedominthe50states.org. I'll post it up on our Facebook page.
All right, I just wrote that down. Okay.
I mean, it's business regulations, economic freedoms, you know, personal freedoms. There's a myriad of different freedoms that a person can have. And in New York, you are going to have the least possible amount that you can have of all the different states.
Mm, by their rankings, at least.
Yep.
Okay. You know what I wanted to ask you guys?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. I know that one of you, or one of you on the line right now, one of you had to serve time for a felony, a crime.
That's right. That's me, Mark.
And Mark? Okay.
Yep.
All right. What do you think about this kid outside of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, who they decided to, over, in my opinion, overzealous prosecutors decided to try this kid as a sophomore in high school as an adult, the one who ran down the hall and he was stabbing people with two kitchen knives?
Oh, my goodness.
You didn't hear about that thing?
I heard about the stabbings, but I didn't know that they,
decided immediately to try him as an adult. And I'm like, he's not an adult! You know?
It's not a surprise to me. It's a really common thing to do. This happens in almost every state, is that the idea is they committed an adult crime, so they should be charged as an adult.
You know, I think it's funny. I put myself through college work. Doing legal, I'm not an attorney, but doing legal research and writing for attorneys and stuff. I saw this funny cartoon that had this like little frail, short-looking white woman being escorted through the courtroom with the jail people, and then the prosecutor says, "We want to try her as a 21-year-old African-American male." I mean, this is ridiculous, I think.
Well, that's a comic strip. But what is it that makes, you said this person was 17 who did the stabbings?
Wait, before you move on from that, Ian, though, the fact that it's a comic strip doesn't necessarily matter. I think what's being pointed out here is how ridiculously fictional the legal system is. You know, how fictional is it that it's like we have to say, oh, they're tried as an adult. Well, they're not an adult. So why are you trying to
make them not an adult?
I mean, it's such a ridiculous thing to say. Why can't we just have the proper punishments for a child that has run down the hall stabbing people? Why do they have to be fictionally tried as an adult? Why can't they be tried as a child who stabbed people?
Right, so what you're saying is, Johnson, that the words don't matter, that the person did violence and they should accept whatever anybody
right. Why
would
do we have to
that?
Fictionally somehow turn them into an
right.
adult?
That's not what Helen is saying. Helen is saying that he's not an adult, and she's kind of looking at it from a legal perspective. So, Helen, can you tell me a little bit more
about this? I agree with that.
What should happen to this young man?
He should be tried as a juvenile, because that's what he is.
But should he be punished as a juvenile, or should we have a proper punishment for a juvenile who stabs people?
They should do some psychiatrist or whatever, some analysis of where the heck his head is at. And he should either be in a juvenile detention center, or he should be in some kind of... what do you want to call it, mental institution or something.
So just to be clear, are you saying that as a juvenile, his punishment should be less severe than if he were an adult?
I don't think in the terms of punishment, okay? I think of the terms of keeping someone who's a danger to society away from society while they are a danger, okay?
You're here.
But then you don't throw a kid in with a bunch of adult males. You're only going to end up with a worse disaster after
But that. If he were 18... then he would be thrown in with the adult males, and you'd be fine with that, right?
Well, actually, he'll be thrown in with adult males anyway.
Well, what she's saying is she wants him to be in a juvenile detention facility. So right. What I want to know is, do you think that if he was 18, then he should be thrown into a regular prison?
I don't know. Is that cutoff age 18?
That's the age of being a legal adult, which I find to be pretty absurd. I think that, if you're old enough to pick up a knife and stab somebody with it, stab multiple people with it, then you're old enough to suffer whatever the consequences might be.
Yeah, but I don't think that somebody should be, what's an adult crime, what's a juvenile crime? I'm 43. Can I go out and spray paint a building and get charged as a juvenile?
No, I agree with Johnson. I think there should just be crimes and, whatever makes people whole. Thanks for the call, Helen. Appreciate it. It's Free Talk Live.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Bring up whatever you want. The toll-free number is 855-453. We've been talking about the range war, the so-called range war going on in Nevada. Take calls about that, of course, or whatever happens to be on your mind. Also, we've been discussing libertarians and being nice or not, and the reasons why, according to Chris Cantwell, why libertarians are not nice to you, although I think that libertarians should be nice when they attempt to communicate with people.
Now be nice.
We'll get to more of Cantwell's points here in moments and take your calls as well. It's Free Talk Live.
You can go get a free pound of coffee at coffee.freetalklive.com. There we offer BuzzBox Coffee, which is the best of the best high-end coffee, organic shade-grown, top 1% grade Arabica. So it's delicious coffee. They also allow us to help give people around the world microloans, loans so they can have a better life, better their communities, give them a hand up instead of a handout. If we can get 1,000 listeners to get their coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com, I'm not asking you to start drinking or stop drinking coffee. I'm asking the people that drink coffee, get your coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com, and you can help us help change the world, bring a better life, more human freedom to 1,000 families. That's going to be a pretty big deal. You can do it by getting your coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com. Go get the free pound. Try it out. You can cancel the subscription anytime. Coffee.freetalklive.com.
All right. Again, toll-free number 855-450-FREE. Let's go to your phone calls and thoughts. And by the way, you can connect with us on Skype. Skype username is lrn.fm. Let's go to Brian. I don't know where Brian is, but he's on Skype. Hey, Brian, what's on your mind tonight?
Hey, guys. I'm actually in Nashua, New Hampshire. So
excellent.
Free Stater. So let's go back to your actual comments before. Should drunk driving be a charge? I like how you guys kind of brought up that thing that the libertarians have an idea of should that be illegal. This is one of those things that I don't understand why everything doesn't fit under a reckless driving charge and individuals be charged for an actual crime.
So yeah, I agree. If you're driving dangerously, that's the issue.
I think there's a good argument and a good argument for what you're saying and a good argument against. So let me give the real quick rundown. Yeah, I mean, like, think about it for a second. I've driven while under the influence of alcohol, and I think a lot of people have. Now, I was lucky enough to make it home. I didn't have a situation where I needed a faster reaction time, but I made it home and everything was fine. So if I aggressed against somebody, who would I pay? To whom would I pay this tort? Who do I pay money to make good for what I have done wrong? Well, that's a great argument against having drunk driving laws. However, the argument on the other side is this is an extraordinarily negligent activity, and you're endangering people. Lives are in danger when you're on the road. Now, that's a big deal too. You can say that I haven't. If I play chicken with somebody on the road and I turn off before they hit me and they veer off into hit a guardrail, have I? Whoa! I didn't touch them. So why am I charged? My car's fine.
Well, what do you mean by chicken? Because it sounds to me that was like a mutual aggressive activity.
No, I mean chicken. Like, I move over from on a two-lane road. I move over from the lane I'm supposed to be in to the lane of an oncoming car.
You were playing chicken. The other car wasn't.
Right. Messing with them.
Okay, I see.
Where I throw a punch at your face, but I stop an inch short.
Then I would argue that's also reckless driving then, because I would say you're not just putting people in danger, you're recklessly driving.
But right? You're giving a police officer the sole discretion as to who's driving recklessly and who isn't, because this is the same argument with speed limits. How fast should I be going on a road, on a given road? Do you think that there's any speed at which someone can travel on a road that is reckless?
Right. Context on the road, right?
It depends on the weather conditions, the curves in the road, etc.
Rather than giving people a set of rules by which they can live, like don't drink this much, don't drive faster than this, don't go past these lines, you give them specific rules that they can live by. You're just like, hey, drive on the road, and whenever the cops feel like you've done something that's wrong, they'll pull you over and give you a ticket.
Yes,
your world.
Pull you over, and then they would actually give you a appearance where you could actually defend your actions.
Well, they do that. They do that now.
Do they? Yeah. I think that they actually give you a you pay this, and if you don't, you pay this, and you're guilty until otherwise said.
Well, I mean, a ticket is you have the opportunity to take a ticket to trial. I don't really understand what you're saying. I mean, I was 16 years old that I could take a ticket to trial.
Let me go back. My point is all the thing that the police officer should be able to do is pretty much what you said. Reckless driving should be the only charge that should initially be justification to pull somebody over.
No, well, I totally agree with that. I mean, yeah, I don't care.
The problem is that when you give them all of the discretion, you're telling police officers who are not notably the most liberty-oriented group in the world that, look, you have all the discretion as to whether somebody is going too fast, whether they are going, driving too recklessly, whether they're weaving inside their lane too much, whatever it is.
Well, on a private road, the private enforcers would also have a similar discretion, right? Somebody has to decide what is appropriate for the property and what isn't.
I would concur with you. However, what a private owner, yeah, that's the problem here. Rules written down. This is what draconian means. Draconian rules have come to mean harsh rules. But what Draco did, he wrote this crap down so people knew what the rules were, rather than some king saying you're right, you're wrong, let's cut the baby in half, whatever. Now you've got a set of rules. This is really valuable. This is a giant step forward in civilization.
To me, it seems like common law was the Magna Carta is what gave us kind of the grounds towards rule of law, right?
I think what we're talking about here is that the word reckless in and of itself is very arbitrary.
Sure.
Someone's version of reckless is not somebody else's.
Someone else's version of fun.
Right.
Well, you're right, but reckless driving today does say 15 miles over the speed limit is technically reckless driving. Would you guys agree with that?
Well, I think the speed limit is artificially low.
Definitely, I would not agree with that.
Look, here's what I think. I think the fact is that there is a speed that's too fast to go on the road. Let's set the speed limit at that speed, put cameras up, and anybody who goes over that speed, a little ticket comes out. Because at that point, you would have almost no one. You'd have compliance on a vast scale. Rather than putting this cop out there that catches one out of 10,000 wrongdoers, every once in a while you get a ticket.
I'd rather have the cops, yeah, personally.
I definitely don't think that everyone going 70 or above on a 55 speed limit highway is being reckless.
I don't know either. I don't know what the number is. Right. But there's, the fact is if there is a speed at which it is too fast to go to handle your car, properly, and I think that this might even be different for different individuals, but you got to give a number. If there's a speed, then people going over that speed are being reckless and they should get a ticket.
The average pace in most of Connecticut, the average pace on the roads is somewhere between 75 and 80, and the speed limits are 55.
Right. Well, I think that 75 or 80 on interstates is a pretty good number.
Brian, final thoughts.
Yes. I didn't want to get off track. We've got to remember one more thing. Reckless driving was initially a criminal charge, so they would actually have to be proven in a court of law. So a cop's discretion would have to be basically put on the stand and prove what he was saying to a reasonable doubt.
Well, they do that anyway with tickets. It's just the judges believe everything the cops say. Thanks for the call, Brian. I appreciate it. 855-453.
Corrupt courts is the problem here.
You can take control of Free Talk Live or on Skype at LRN.FM.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse, massive crop failure, chemical or biological attack. So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663.
freezedryguy.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $33,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $33,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you'd like toll-free here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. If we get a chance, we'll come back into the 10 reasons why libertarians aren't nice, at least according to Chris Cantwell, who, as I said before, is an expert. He self-describes as the anarchist, atheist, a-hole at ChristopherCantwell.com. We only got through three of them, 3 of the 10. But actually, during one of the breaks, I brought up this game that that I've been playing on my Google phone. And Mark is very interested in this. He has questions, and so you wanted to talk about it on the air. Mark, we'll get into that here shortly. But I want to let you know about FreeRoss.org. Ross Ulbricht is allegedly the man who is behind the Silk Road. What is the Silk Road? Well, it is an infamous Bitcoin-based black market website where you can go and purchase whatever it is that you are looking to purchase, almost anything. Especially if it's illegal. Though Silk Road does have some legal items on it, it really was noteworthy because if you wanted to go and buy drugs or a fake ID or something like that, you could do that at the Silk Road. They took it down. The FBI raided the Silk Road back in October of 2013, and they arrested Ross Ulbricht, accusing him of being the mastermind behind the site, also known as Dread Pirate Roberts. He's now facing charges, criminal felony charges at the federal level of money laundering, as well as, conspiracy to deal drugs, and I think maybe a charge of computer hacking as well. They claimed originally that he had hired a hitman more than once to try to take out a former employee and somebody who was upset with, but they've never actually indicted Ross with those murder for hire charges. So I believe that what they were trying to do was make him look bad. They were trying to sully his reputation because Ross Ulbricht and Dread Pirate Roberts, whether they're the same person is still in question, but both of them are dedicated libertarian people. They believe in non-aggression. They don't believe in using violence to solve their problems, or at least that was the persona that they put off. And so the feds tried to really smear Ross when they made the arrest and ultimately never made the charge, never charged him with the hitman thing. So if you were worried about that, there's no evidence that that's actually the case. If there were, they would have made a case against him. So that's what's going on. That's the latest on the case that I know of. His family's trying to raise money to help for pay for the defense. Not cheap to hire an attorney who's known for, Joshua Dreidel, I think is his name, he's known for defending people in Guantanamo Bay. So this guy is a great attorney from all indicators, and great attorneys are not cheap. So if you want to help out with helping Ross and his family defend this case, he's sitting in a prison cell right now. He can't access any of his bitcoins. He did have quite a few, but he can't get to them because the feds took them all. So freeross.org is where you can go to help out. Or if they didn't take them all, he certainly doesn't have access to a hidden cache of them because he's in prison. So please, you can contribute via PayPal or cut a check or, of course, send bitcoin through freeross.org. So let's actually, you know what? We've got Temper on the line, and then we'll get into this game that Mark is very curious about that Google has put out. Temper, you're on Free Talk Live. Are you with us? Do we have Temper? Temper, go. Oh, you know what? I've got him on hold. That would help. Skype's a little weird sometimes. Temper, go ahead.
So I wanted to challenge that. I think it was a Christian that called in earlier. They challenged you to go to
the Middle East,
Islam or something.
Just go to the Middle East, exactly. and
oh, yeah.
Well, he did mention whatever. Yemen in his diatribe.
Yeah, whatever. So, anyways, Christians, I think most of them believe that Jesus is going to come back on a cloud or something like that.
There'll be a loud Trump, and he'll return on a white
horse. A loud Trump. Not a loud Trump, a loud Trump. You're fired.
Again, whatever. So my challenge to him is to go to the local hospital and say that he's Jesus. I'm curious what would happen at that point. And he should say that he was talking to God.
Now, wait, to whom should he say this? The patrons of the hospital, the customers, the emergency room victims, the doctors, security guards? To whom?
Ideally, a psychiatrist.
Okay.
And I'm just curious what would happen if he went into a hospital and said, I'm Jesus, I talked to God, he said that you're doing it wrong.
What's the point of asking him to do that?
He doesn't believe he's Jesus from what we can tell.
Well, the point is that they would probably lock him up.
So I agree with this, that if Jesus comes back any other way than riding a big white horse through the sky, that he's probably going to get locked up. You know what happened to him the last time around, assuming that, you know, all the parts of the story are true, and it's difficult to know, but, you know, let's just go ahead and give it that it's true. You claim to be the Son of God, and at some point or another, you're going to get the full-on double-barrel government treatment. We're from the government. We're here to help.
You think so? You think they're going to put somebody in a jail, or not a jail cell, but some sort of medical facility because they come in and talk to someone and claim they're Jesus? I mean, there's a lot of crazy people out there who don't get...
I guarantee it. I would bet a very large amount of money on it.
I don't think so.
I don't know what's going to happen specifically, but I can tell you that Jesus would be about sick and effing tired of what the church is doing today. And considering what he did to the money changers at the temple, I don't know what he'd do at churches. But consider that Jesus came to stand against the people that, proposed the law over a relationship with God. And Christians today, the vast majority of them have taken the low road, and they're all about the rules, and they're nothing about the relationship.
Sure. I mean, if Jesus walked into a church and started preaching peace, they would wonder, you know, and telling people to stop supporting war, they would probably run him out of there on a rail.
And then what would Jesus do if that was his house? Mm. Consider that he threw over the tables and spread the money and just messed everything up. I mean, he'd get himself a whole bunch of trespassing charges is what he'd do.
Yeah.
Well, I think the point, though, is the moment you say you're talking to God, that meets the textbook definition of schizophrenia. And at that point, they do kind of lock you up. In fact, there was
a study done.
There was actually a study done where a guy had like 30 of his students go into a mental hospital, and all they said was they heard the word thud, a very benign word. He picked the word thud for a reason. And all of them were admitted, and then later they couldn't get out even after they said that they don't hear the word anymore. And
wow.
Many of them even spilled the beans and said, This right. is part of a.
Yeah, if I couldn't get out, I would certainly be spilling some
beer. They're putting people in a. They're putting people in a medical restriction.
But why
lock
thud?
And key for saying they heard thud?
Yes, and that's documented. I mean, it was a.
All right, maybe you're right, Temper. Maybe they would lock you up.
Why thud? Why thud so special?
He picked it because it was a benign word. Like it doesn't imply any action. It's just.
Right.
It's just a noise.
So, because someone was hearing things, right. They locked them up.
So, hearing thud is less dangerous than hearing kill fat people, kill fat people. Right? Like that's. So I get it.
Yeah. So, but even like if you heard an action word, it's even more alarming than if you just hear something completely.
If you just hear an onomatopoeia, like you're a character out of Batman. Bang! Pow! Boom!
Thanks, Temper, for the call tonight. You know, 855.
A little high five for the onomatopoeia thing. Excellent.
One of Free Talk Live's news sources actually published an article today that the title was "Biologists Confirm God Evolved from Chimpanzee Deity."
Amazing.
So there's a game that I've been playing. I guess it's kind of it's a little late for Johnny Ray's game of the week, but we were discussing it during one of the breaks. And Mark, you seem really fascinated in this. It's an interesting game. It's called an augmented reality game, and
okay.
You have to use a smartphone. Unfortunately, iPhone users are not able to play this game. It eventually is supposed to come out for iPhone, but it's not yet.
There's rumors. One of the guys who works on the game, Brian, Brandon Badger. Sorry, Brandon Badger, who's an engineer from Niantic Labs at Google. Apparently, he tweeted a picture of a new iPhone 5 and wrote, "This thing sucks compared to my Android phone, but I need to play around with it for a secret project."
I see. So the game in question is called Ingress, and apparently there's something like half a million people allegedly playing this game around the world in various different cities, and we'll tell you more about it here in moments. Maybe you're an Ingress player and you would like to explain.
They're stealing your Wi-Fi passwords.
Your experience. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. We'll come back with more Free Talk Live in moments.
Google hackers everywhere.
On Free Talk Live, we're bringing people to the ideas of liberty every day. From wrestling superstars like Glenn Jacobs.
You guys really are having an impact, I believe. Like I said, a lot of where I am now is due to listening to Free Talk Live. You changed my mind on some very important issues years ago.
To random people tuning in on the radio.
I was kind of stuck in the left-right paradigm. I heard your show by chance on a Saturday night. From there, I went on to join the Free State Project and become an amplifier. So, I mean, that's really the reason why I amp is because I know that if it wasn't for you guys being on as many stations as you are, I never would have found the ideas of liberty.
Your amp will directly change more lives by getting Free Talk Live in front of people looking for talk radio online and on the air. Find out about giving to our Google AdWords campaign at amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Uncover a simple privacy loophole that can stop the NSA spying thugs in their tracks at privacylockdown.com. The NSA has already shut down hundreds of sites, and to truth be told, they could shut down this operation at any time. See, the privacy loophole I'm about to show you allows you to make all your sensitive information disappear in the next 30 days or less. Go to privacylockdown.com now to take your life off the grid and see the loophole in the NSA and FBI spying machine before they close the loophole forever. Go to privacylockdown.com.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Springtime is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything here. Toll free at 855-450-FREE, or join us on Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. Tonight in the studio with you, it is Ian.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
And don't forget, you can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com, enjoy all the features there. And then there's certain things you can do to help us out. If you are an iTunes listener, if you're listening to us via podcast through iTunes, whether it's Windows, Mac, I think there's one for Linux. If you're using iTunes to listen to Free Talk Live,
leave us a bottom rating and then switch apps.
Yeah, please go ahead and leave us a rating. There's a 5-star option next to the shows on iTunes. You can leave us that if you prefer. We sure would prefer that. And then also you can write a review. You can write a comment about us. And so the theory is that if more people do that stuff, maybe Free Talk Live would be more likely to be featured on iTunes, for instance, and be more prominent there. So you can help us just take a moment next time you're in your iTunes to leave a review and rating for free.
You know what I'm super curious about? I wonder how many people are still listening on, like, a regular old MP3 player. I mean, I just...
As opposed to a smartphone?
Yeah, because I switched to a smartphone a long time ago now.
I was using an MP3 player as of about a year or so ago.
Right. I just wonder how many people are still listening on MP3 players and are using, like, iTunes or a similar app to sync. And how many people, if they're using an app to sync, that it is iTunes.
iTunes is down a little bit as far as the people downloading right. The Free Talk Live podcast. It's not as big of a chunk as it used to be, but it's still pretty significant.
Right. I mean, how many people listen, like, directly on SoundCloud? How many people go on,
good question.
YouTube? I mean, how, you know, like, what... Where is everybody?
And if you're, I don't know, can you rate on SoundCloud? I'm not recalling if you can actually do a rating on SoundCloud.
I don't know.
But leave a comment. Leave comments on SoundCloud. If you're playing us on SoundCloud, you like a little bit of the show. The cool thing about SoundCloud is you can actually leave a comment in the show. Like, they show you the waveform of each show, and you can actually click in there and leave a comment at a certain time point. So if we're talking about, you know, like right now we're talking about the Ingress game that Google has created. If you have a comment that you want to leave, you don't have to just leave a generic comment that attaches to the whole show. You can leave one that's right there in the actual segment of what we're discussing, which is a very cool feature that only SoundCloud has that I know of. So you can go to freetalklive.com.
Dave from Perkinsey could have been linking to his YouTube video responses all this time.
He totally could have. So Ingress is a game that Google put out over a year ago. It went into an invite-only beta, and it is now a game that you don't need an invite to get into. You can just go and download it on your Android-based device, your tablet, or your phone, and you can just start playing this thing. So it's it is an augmented reality. Now, Mark, you know what augmented reality is?
Well, I understand the game a little bit, but so I think I do. It's an overlay for the real world.
Yes.
So instead, think perhaps in a game where, you know, instead of instead of just going for a jog, you go for a jog, and every time you pass by, say a tenth of a mile mark, you pick up a gold coin.
Or and Johnny Ray was telling us about the one where he was trying to run away from zombies.
I was just about to mention that one.
Well, I don't remember what it was called, but there's
something like Run from Zombies.
Yeah, there's a game where you put in headphones and you've got your smartphone, and it gives you things to do while you're kind of running, and the idea is the zombies are after you, and so it augments reality. Kind of the classic version of augmented reality is looking at the sky with a constellation map application, so you can hold your phone up and it'll show you where the constellations are, and so that's augmenting your reality.
The name of that zombies app is Zombies, Run!
There you go.
Point.
So this game is so basically the idea behind the game Ingress is that there's these portals that have come up on the Earth all around the world. The portals are there's two sides, two factions in the game, green and blue. Green is the enlightened side. They believe that the portals are here to help mankind, and they want to help bring whatever creatures are going to come through the portals.
I welcome our new alien overlords.
And then the blue team is the resistance. These are the people that believe these things are going to be used for nefarious purposes. The aliens,
they're
going
to turn us into their pets.
Yeah, so these are the two factions. You're asked to choose one of those sides. The game does not automatically assign people, so therefore, like here in the Keene area, when I joined the game with my friend down in Florida, who kind of turned me on to this, and I'm just kind of dabbling in it, it's interesting. Anyway, I joined as blue, but up here in Keene, blue dominates. It seems like there are far more blue players than green players. So in some areas, there's a heavy domination of one color versus the other, and in other areas, they're just constantly battling back and forth. So the idea is that the teams want to control these portals. And so in order to control the portals, you have to destroy these resonators that are around them, basically protecting them. And then you can create your own resonators to protect the portal once you capture it.
Now, obviously, those things don't exist. They only exist in the game when you play pretend.
And exactly, and you get these things as sort of rewards for doing things in the game, like hacking the portals or whatever. And then once you capture enough portals, you can connect the portals together via triangles on sort of the larger map. And if you can connect a triangle of portals together, it fills in that on the map with, like, the blue color if you're blue, or green if you're green. And so on a larger scale view, you can look at actually a map of the whole world on the Ingress website, and you can see, you know, what's the shift, and, you know, is blue winning, is green winning. They kind of, there's a total for the whole world, and then you can go and, like, drill down by region and see who's winning there.
Now, and these portals, you don't have any control over. They just pop up wherever they pop up.
You can submit a portal to Google, and they will consider it. There are certain factors that they take. So, for instance, you couldn't submit one for your house or somebody else's house, because what happens with these portals is people come there because they have to physically be at the portal in order to defeat its defenses and then capture it. So last night I was at...
How about the top of a mountain? That seems like a fun place.
It could totally be a place where something like that would be. Yeah, as long as Google approves the submission for the portal, and usually public places, kind of landmarks,
it wouldn't
sculptures.
Surprise me if there was already a portal at the top of, say, for example, Mount Monadnock, because it's one of the most hiked locations in New England, right? So, it would make sense for one to be there.
And if it's not there already, one could submit it. There aren't too many of them in this area, because this is a low-population area. Right. Only so many people are playing. So, for instance, on the college campus, there are multiple portals, because someone who's in college has plenty of free time, they're more likely to, younger people might be more likely to play this game. And anyway, it's an interesting game. One of the things that I like about it, and this is something my friend pointed out, because on one hand, I don't like it because it's pointless and it never ends. It's massively multiplayer game that just power is just shifting from side to side, and there's just no.
Well, that's the idea of it. It's life. It's life.
Right.
Yeah. It is life. Life doesn't end until you die.
You either have fun with it or you don't. And one of the fun things about it is that you do have to walk places. So it's kind of an exercise game to some extent. Yeah, you can drive, but ultimately you're going to have to get out of the car and in some cases walk to where you need to go. You can't drive a car around the college campus, for instance. So when I was on the college campus the other day testing the game out, I was able to walk to different areas of the campus I'd never been before. I never had a reason to go there. I never really cared about going there. But now I'd actually been to some parts of the campus I'd never seen before. So you get to see new things.
That's cool.
New new synapses firing in the brain. And there's also a social aspect to the game. So
wait a second. So what do you do to – you've got to blow up these portals. portals or support these portals or whatever you do. How do you do that?
Do you put your phone and go?
Do you like make wanding motions in the air with your arms? What do you have to do?
You just press a button on your phone. You fire a weapon in your phone at this thing, and it takes damage. And the portals can have different levels of defenses, and you as a player have a level, kind of like a role playing game. You can level up throughout the game. So if you are a weak level player, you're going to have a harder time against a high level defense, that kind of thing. Okay. There's also a social aspect to the game. There's a chat window where you can talk with locals. You can also sort of extend the range out of where you can see the chats. So if you want to see chats for all of New Hampshire or the entire New England region, you can see that stuff. Or I can just drill down and only see who's talking about what's going on in Keene. So you can talk to people on your side. You can talk to the other people. Some people actually meet up in real life. My friend down in Florida met up with some of the people on the same team recently. He went to some trailer park, and they were like cooking out in the front yard. They offered him some food. And the reason why he was meeting up was, I guess if you meet up with somebody who's on your same side, they can give you some of their items. So if they have a bunch of, let's say, weapons and they don't need them all, they can give them to you if they meet you in person. And if you can meet up with somebody, then you can build better defenses than you could by yourself.
So this sounds like these portals. This sounds like a great game to me. I mean, people are getting out and getting a little exercise. They're meeting other folks.
Yeah.
I mean, hopefully they're not getting murdered off in an alley anymore.
There was my friend Bill did tell me, long-time listeners may remember Crackhead Bill. He did tell me that there was some creepy guy who was stalking him at one point. So apparently, it is a game and anyone can play it. So you never know who you're really going to encounter in these things.
Nice. He's a bluesy man.
Well, there are people who they're really taking the game seriously, and they get tattoos of the game. They're really into it, and I
the design
of
the game is very cool. I mean, I would recommend, even if you're not planning on playing the game, that you look up Ingress, because the design is just very cool.
It's a cool looking game. It's interesting, and apparently it's fairly popular. So check it out.
Some interesting videos about it on YouTube.
And Ingress. That's how you do that. We'll see you tomorrow night online. In the meantime, at freetalklive.com.
There's a treasure hunt going on at mathgate.info, a Bitcoin treasure hunt. You can find Bitcoins by proving theorems. So learn some logic, do some math, find some Bitcoins. Even better, mathgate.info is designed to be used anonymously. So connect to mathgate.info through Tor, prove some theorems, find some anonymous Bitcoins. Don't wait, others are already searching for the Bitcoins. Go to mathgate.info today and join the treasure hunt. There are anonymous Bitcoins to be had for the taking at mathgate.info.
If you've got aches and pain and soreness, it could be chronic inflammation. Listen to Dave talk about Relief Factor 4.
I was in a sawmill accident and suffered with pain and discomfort for 60 years. I heard about Relief Factor 4 and decided to order it. And in 4 days, I was walking without a limp and without pain. I am thrilled.
For more information or to order Relief Factor 4, go online at ReliefFactor4.com. That's ReliefFactor4.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.